Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. In tonight's discussion, I intend speaking about Dajjal. We will start our series concerning Dajjal from tonight, inshallah. We have already, alhamdulillah, completed the discussions on Mahdi, his appearance, his physical features, his role, responsibility, when he comes, his activities, how he will look externally, his character, personality, and also to some extent the events leading up to his coming, how the awliya are going to recognize him, where they are going to recognize him, when they are going to recognize him, who is going to recognize him, the events surrounding his recognition, and the various opinions were stated. Over a duration of approximately 6 hours, we discussed Mahdi. If you require those tapes, they are available at the radio station. You can phone in 5854-7022 or 854-7023 and request for those tapes and purchase those tapes. We are going to now discuss minor signs leading up to the coming of Mahdi and Dajjal. Some of these minor signs have been repeated when we discussed about Mahdi. But now, when I discuss the minor signs, it will be keeping in view when Dajjal is coming, and also about Dajjal, how these minor signs are directly linked to the coming of Dajjal, the network of Dajjal, the planning of Dajjal, the ploys of Dajjal. Therefore, we will be discussing to some extent the minor signs in relationship to the coming of Dajjal. First of all, Dajjal, coming from Arabic Dajjal, meaning deception, fraud. Therefore, this led to some of the people feeling that Dajjal is not a person, but it is an international ploy, a plan of evil and vice. It is an ideology of vice, an ideology of criminal activities. However, although we agree that this is the time of trial and tribulation, where the innocent are being massacred, where women are being butchered, children are made orphans, and there is immorality rampant. However, these are the groundworks of Dajjal. Because we as Muslims from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat believe that Dajjal is a person, Mahdi is a righteous person, a savior, and Isa alayhi salam, another savior, a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Dajjal, who will come to create and cause disruption, oppression, tyranny, havoc, spreading of immorality, all that is going to be on its highest when he himself comes to create this havoc. However, we must know at this stage that as Muslims, we believe that Dajjal is going to come, and the Jews also believe that a savior for them is going to come, and the Christians believe in what they call the beast or 666. However, this could be linked to what we believe in, the Dabbatul Ard, the talking beast who is going to mark who is Muslim and not Muslim. As time goes by, we will discuss the concept held by the Christians concerning the beast and the concept held by the Jews concerning the Dajjal or their savior, their so-called savior. Dajjal generally, in most books on Islam, which are written in the English language, we find that it has been loosely, wrongly translated as Antichrist. However, this is not a correct and valid translation, because we have taken this translation from non-Muslims and mostly Christian influence translators. Similarly, for example, is the word Holy Quran. We have taken it directly from the adjective attached to the Bible, holy. Because in the Quran Kareem or in the Ahadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the word Muqaddas, which means holy, has not been used to describe the mighty Quran or the noble Quran or the glorious Quran. Just as we have taken this loose translation from the adjective holy attached to the Bible, we have taken it and put it onto the Quran and call it Holy Quran. Similarly, we have made another error by saying that Dajjal is Antichrist, whereas Dajjal, let alone being Antichrist, he is going to be anti-Islam and he is going to create havoc, confusion upon the surface of the earth. As Muslims, alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we look at our ahadith concerning Dajjal, then we are not left in it in the dark, or we are not left wanting for information. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in to a great degree and extent about Dajjal. So the information in comparison to the other denominations, the Christians and the Jews, concerning their savior or concerning what they term as the person who is going to create havoc on earth, we as Muslims have got more specifics, details, and alhamdulillah, a great deal has been written via the commentaries pertaining to Surah Kaf especially. The commentators of the Quran who wrote extensively on Surah Kaf, because that is the surah Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, if we read the Surah Kaf, the first 10 ayats in one hadith, the first 10 and the last 10 in one hadith, the whole of Surah Kaf, then we will be saved from the fitna, the mischief, the oppression, the tyrannic actions, the ploys, the plans, the mechanism, the machinery of Dajjal, and we will be able to protect our iman to a great extent. So alhamdulillah, we have got great information concerning Dajjal. Remember that this is the first program concerning Dajjal, and we would like you to listen carefully to this session of the program. And if you have any questions, if you have any queries, and if you have any observations or suggestions, then please do not hesitate to phone our producer, who is standing by online, 854-6854. I repeat the number, 854-6854, to take your calls and to note your questions and queries, so that when we come back on the next session, I will endeavor to answer those questions before I go on to the second hour concerning Dajjal. As I have explained to you, that there are major signs before the Day of Judgment, and there are minor signs before the Day of Qiyamah. The first of the minor signs is the passing away of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, going from this life to the life of the Barzakh. And the first major sign is when Mahdi declares himself, as we have explained in detail, which will take place between the between the Hajar-e Aswad and Rukn-e Yamani. He will declare via a voice from heaven, pronouncing him, declaring him to be the Mahdi. So that will be the first major sign. And currently we notice there are many minor signs that have taken place already. I intend mentioning now the minor signs, but also you must remember that this is, broadly speaking, the age of Dajjal. And this is the pathway laid out for Dajjal, the person Dajjal to come. In fact, the Freemason movement, the New World Order concept, and the United Nations playing right and directly into the hands of the USA, and both the UN and the USA being controlled by a specialized Jewish lobby, which is an accepted fact throughout the world. And at the moment the world is so shattered and scattered that it can do nothing about it. It instructs even most of the Arab leaders on how high to jump, and what the presidents of most of the so-called Muslim countries, what they must even say, do, and how they can manipulate their populations. So they have politically taken control of major and most portions of the world. Socially, economically, they have taken control of many parts of the world. Respected listeners, when we do the minor signs and then we relate it to the machinery of Dajjal which has spread out. In fact, the Dajjal system is so spread out and well laid throughout the entire world, and it has been greased and oiled by sin and vice, and funded by the IMF and the World Bank to hold, to ransom innocent souls and lives. When we do the minor signs, you will realize that to what extent the satanic plot of Dajjal has been laid, and the wiring, the electrical wiring of Dajjal plot, how well it has been laid, waiting for the Dajjal himself to come and move at a great speed and pace to ignite and to fuse all this to create utter chaos and confusion. And at that time, it will be extremely difficult for us to protect our Iman. But as Muslims, we have been given the protection, the formula of protection, that is the recitation of Surah Kaf. And by reading Surah Kaf every Fridays, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will protect us from the fitna of Dajjal. The minor signs, the disappearance of knowledge and the appearance of ignorance, recorded in Bukhari, Muslim, Ibn Majah and Ahmad. This is prevalent. You will see it all around us that every other person claims to be an authority in Islam, and as a result ignorance is spreading, and ignorant people are becoming heads of so-called Islamic research organizations and Islamic research institutes and Islamic research setups. Those who know little or nothing about Islam nowadays, via the pen, via the radio even, and via the television, they are speaking as authorities on the life of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or concerning beliefs, or concerning delicate issues on Islam. Therefore, this hadith, you can see, is already, the prophecy in the hadith has taken place already. Book writing will be widespread, and knowledge will be low, recorded in Ahmad. Every other person feels that he can write on Islam. After reading two books, he feels he can write three books. After reading three pamphlets, he feels he can write four leaflets. And every person feels that he can pass his opinion on any issue on Islam. It is rather sad that every person, unfortunately, sitting around the television sets, or sitting around any radio, or sitting in their lounges, just attend, unfortunately, a funeral, and attend a wedding, you will realize that there is no shortage of ignorant muftis, people who don't even know about the basics and fundamentals of Islam, discuss every aspect of Islam as if to say Islam is their private backdoor property. Adultery and fornication will be prevalent. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this has never happened without new diseases befalling people which their ancestors had not known. Recorded in Bukhari, Muslim, Ibn Majah, and Haythami. Respected listeners, you and I know very well that fornication and adultery leads to sin, and it is sin. It is a heinous vice, punishable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, respected elders and listeners, there is a school of thought that says that, for example, AIDS has been created in a military hospital set up by the Western world and the enemies of the world. And they have created this ailment and this sickness and this fatal ailment and spread it, especially in Africa first, and then into Europe and America, but been caught unawares that they started it in Africa, but now it is rapidly spreading and destroying their own aims which they created it for. They created it to control the world population, a school of thought says that. However, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when fornication and adultery become rife, then you get strange ailments coming about. Strangely enough, in our country, there was a conference concerning how to control, maintain, supervise, discipline, organize AIDS from every aspect. It was held in Durban, and even the country's president went to make his inaugural speech there. AIDS. This is exactly the Western mentality which we are highly impressed with and which we are hankering and following at all given times. Adultery and fornication will be performed in the open. Many have reported to us that in certain countries of the world, this evil advice is taking place openly on roadsides, in public places, shamelessly, without any modesty and without any embarrassment. This activity is taking place in front of all and sundry in public thoroughfares and places. The consumption of intoxicants will be widespread, Bukhari and Muslim, to such an extent that there are governments who run liquor cartels, alcohol cartels, so that the population cannot wake up and revolt against them. They keep their population drunk, either by the consumption of alcohol, viewing of television, listening to music, and engaging in vice, and making every type of vice available. And this is the plan, and this is the groundwork of Dajjal. So the Dajjal system is in operation by spreading of fornication, adultery, homosexuality and lesbianism, by making the population listen to music and all its types, which we will go into, and making them drink alcohol so that their minds are always subdued and controllable. Men will be outnumbered by women eventually, according to Bukhari, Muslim and Ahmad, the hadith kitabs, that eventually there will be 50 women and one man. Those who have traveled are informing us that in many countries, that if you come out of your hotel or you go to the bazaar or you go to any place, there is overload of women. And also there are now men behaving like women, creating chaos and evil to spread even faster. Then there is a hadith in Bukhari, Muslim, Ibn Majah and Ahmad, a lengthy hadith where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesies that there is going to be killing. We can see this, especially in our time. Now that the whole world has become a global village and news reaches us quickly, and most of the news that comes through the television media is biased, corrupted, one-sided, lopsided, because they want you to see what they want you to see. So they edit it and they design it to arouse your emotions. Therefore, you will see biased viewing and photography going on. Even in the audio world, the news that reaches us is fabricated, concocted to suit their aims. But nevertheless, half of the news, whether it is written material or audio or visual, comprises of Muslims dying throughout the world. Muslims, when there is the Afghanistan issue, Muslims are dying there. Iraq before that Sudan and Libya. Then has now come the Palestine issue, and after that India. From India, where they intend going. Every day Muslim innocent children are being killed. Mothers are being butchered and raped. So atrocities against Muslims, killing, which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, is taking place at a great level, unfortunately unabated. And our so-called dynamic Muslim leadership, whether it be Arab or non-Arab, they are sitting watching and they can do nothing, because they have been placed there by default mostly, and are the puppets of the West, puppets of this system of Dajjal which is in place. Muslims, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated a very interesting hadith. The nations of the earth will gather against the Muslims like hungry people going to sit down to a table full of food. This will occur when the Muslims are large in number, but like the foam of the sea. This exactly we can see, has happened in the past. It happened during the time of Iraq, when they attacked Iraq. It happened during the time when they attacked Afghanistan. And indirectly, now it is happening when they are attacking the innocent civilians of India. They have coalition forces. And they have now a new slogan, that crusade, which translates into, in their language, war against terrorism. And they say, no, you have to be with us or against us. So bringing all the nations round a table, like how this hadith specifically clearly states, the nations of the earth will gather against the Muslims, like hungry people going to sit down to a table full of food. They go around the table, planning, plotting, and conniving, and conspiring against innocent Muslims, and killing them, as the previous hadith stated. And this all what is happening is the work of the plot of Dajjal, the ploy of Dajjal, and the mechanism of Dajjal is getting more in place hour by hour, day by day, month by month. As time goes by, the cogs, wheels of the Dajjal system fall more in place as stipulated in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People will beat others with whips like the tails of oxen. The hadith in Muslim referring to how the idea of slavery, mental slavery, physical slavery, economical slavery, social slavery, which the Dajjal system is bringing to the forefront, and we are able to see it. Children will be filled with rage, and because their rights would have been trampled upon, their honor of living peacefully without being harmed or hurt is being trampled upon. Over 5,000 innocent children, it is stated, die monthly in Iraq without any sin on their part. Children will be foul, meaning Hadith Tibrani and Hakim, that the children will be coming from illegitimate areas, sources, and they themselves being illegitimate. Hadith Tibrani stating that the women will conspire in the name of freedom, in the name of liberty, in the name of getting one's rights, in the name of getting one's utter freedom. Women groups throughout the world, Muslim, non-Muslim, are given the backing of governments, given the backing of the so-called democratical world, and instead of getting freedom, now they are even working harder. Whereas Islam has given the woman respect, dignity, status and position, that she is the queen of the house, not the laborer. Now in her want for freedom and in her want for equality, so-called equality, she is earning and she has to go out and labor in the sun like how the males are doing, all in the name of freedom. So the hadith is clear, woman will conspire. Rain will be acidic or burning, hadith in Tabrani and Hakim. Children of fornication will become widespread or prevalent, hadith in Tabrani and Hakim. This you can see, because of fornication, adultery, and loose morals. In fact, in most areas, no morals at all. Illegitimate children are coming about in scores and dozens. Every other area has got a home of peace. Every other area has got an orphanage. Every other area has got a home of safety. Areas have got homes of security. Children born of illegitimate relationships and now giving widespread to children of fornication. When a trust becomes a means of making a profit, stating in the hadith of Tirmidhi, gains will be shared only among the rich with no benefit to the poor, hadith in Tirmidhi. This we can see under the guise of democracy. And one of the ploys and plans of the Dajjal system of life is to fool the world that a democratic setup or a democracy is for the benefit of the entire mankind. Take any country you want and see what the candidates are doing. see the candidates when they go out canvassing for their vote. They promise their subordinates, they promise their potential voters that once we come in power and once we come into parliament, then we will be able to provide for you. We were explaining that the Dajjal system has unleashed a political concept onto the world of democracy. Why? Because by promoting that system of democracy, the Dajjal system wants the Muslims to forget about Khilafat. Because they were responsible for destroying the noble concept of Khilafat, a decision by Mashwara. Therefore, they had to come up with a system so that to fool the world and have it funded by powerful institutes like the IMF and the World Bank, and by which they control the world economics and politics and put in position leaders of their choice so that they can eventually dictate to the leaders what to do and how high to jump. I have mentioned also about the woman population increasing. The Dajjal army, when it comes from Isfahan, will have more females in it than men. And Dajjal, as a rule, will have more females behind him than men. And Dajjal will utilize musical instruments to invite, coax, and convince others of his leadership. Another minor sign is, and I've been explaining, that when a parliamentarian goes out, he states to his potential voters that vote for me, when I come in power I will do this and I will do that. Eventually, when he comes into power, he builds his house, he has shelter, luxurious car, and good food to eat. While those who voted for him, you go and see the history, current history of the countries of the world, that those who come into power, they eat from the coffers and the treasures and the treasury of that country. And when the next party comes, they also eat. It's a question of who is ruling and who is eating. When it is your turn, you will eat. And when it is my turn, I will eat. That is why the hadith is saying clearly that gains will be shared only among the rich, with no benefit to the poor. Paying zakat becomes a burden and miserliness becomes widespread. Charity is given reluctantly, hadith from Tirmidhi. Miserliness will be thrown into the hearts of people, hadith of Bukhari. Episodes of sudden death will become widespread, Ahmad. We can see this around us, that we should not hear before of young people getting fatal and terminal ailments, and also all of a sudden deaths are occurring. There will be people who will be brethren in public but enemies in secret. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked how that would come about. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, because they will have ulterior motives in their mutual dealings and at the same times will fear one another. So people, superficially speaking, will befriend each other, but in their hearts they'll be enemies. We can see this especially when it comes against the Muslims, the coalition and the hadith that I spoke to you, and the ploys and the mapwork and the groundwork of Dajjal be laid, that these enemies of Islam who plot and plan against Islam, they are enemies unto each other. But when it comes to Islam, they stand united against Islam and the progress of Islam. although they would love to kill each other, murder each other, and brutally harm each other, but because they feel they have got Islam as their common enemy, they come against Islam with all their might and with all their firepower and with everything, thinking they are going to destroy Islam. But inshallah, Islam will survive. And as Allama Iqbal stated, that Islam is like a rubber ball. The harder that it is hit, the higher it will bounce. So their atrocities against Islam and Muslims will be detrimental eventually to them. And the Muslims will become stronger, more vibrant, their iman will become stronger, and Islam will spread. And as it is spread, and every paper that records, beware, Islam is the fastest growing religion on the surface of the earth. Every now and again, one of their magazines will carry out an article that be careful, Islam is spreading, yeah, and Islam is spreading there. Sometimes I wonder whether those articles are really the truth, or they are trying to put fear into the people's heart that, oh, do not accept Islam. Nevertheless, Islam is spreading and will spread. When a man obeys his wife and disobeys his mother and treats his friends kindly while shunning his father, hadith in Tirmidhi, that is. This we can see has already started and unfortunately leads to many a home breaking up. There is a hadith in Tirmidhi, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam listed many points concerning an event and actions that will take place as minor signs. And one of them, he stated, when voices are raised in the masajid. When voices are raised in the masajid. Just lately, I happened to go to one function held in a masjid. And there was a hafizah who was invited to read by the MC, Master of Ceremonies. We also nowadays have got Master of Ceremonies in masjids also. So nevertheless, when he came, he began to read Quran and placing his hand on the sides of his head and face and turning his face this way and that way and reading the Quran, having excellent mic system booming and blasting in the masjid. And to make matters worse, that people, after every time he recited, were encouraging him, shouting in the masjid that Allah, Allah, say that again. All that. It is very strange that, first of all, that Qari Sahib who was reading, I wanted to send a note to the MC that when at the end of the Jalsa, when the alim is going to make a dua, he should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, relieve the headache of the Qari Sahib, he's holding his head while reciting the Quran. Also, that those people who were coaxing the Qari Sahib, reciting the Quran, no way in the Sharia it has been proven we should do such an action. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Quran in the masjid in front of the Sahaba. No Sahabi was shouting and saying, read again, read that again, and say it again. Sahaba recited Quran. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu read Quran. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu read Quran. No other Sahabi was shouting in the masjid, read again, do this and do that. In fact, this what I am saying, if you check up the section in Hayatul Sahaba, it is clearly stated that we should not do this. Moreover, the Qari Sahib is reciting that curse be upon the liars, and the person is saying, and he's chorusing, and he's telling him, read more, read more. And instead of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qari Sahib is reciting about the torments of Jahannam and the torments of the grave and the punishment meted out to the hell dwellers, and people are saying, oh, carry on, and read louder, and carry on. Also, nowadays we have poetry recitation getting out of control in the masajids. In our masajids, that poetry recitation is going on and people are chorusing. One wonders that our Qawwali session taking place in our masajids. that the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fitting exactly the place that towards the day of judgment, before the coming of Mahdi, or before coming of Dajjal, there will be voices raised in the masjid. The other masajid, that after the salat, you wonder whether you are in the fish market, and everybody is talking to each other, the sound is raised in the masjid, voices are raised in the masjid. So we should take stock and get proper, valid guidance concerning the adab of the masjid, the etiquettes of the masjid, mannerism in the masjid, behavior in the masjid, and do not turn our masjid into marketplaces where voices are being raised. We should go there for what the masjid is being designed for. People will walk in the marketplace with their thighs exposed. Let alone thighs exposed, people are walking around half naked, and unfortunately in some areas, come summer, then let alone non-Muslims, Muslims even, you cannot even make out who is a Muslim, who is a non-Muslim. Previously you could make out by dressing who is a Muslim, who is a non-Muslim. These days, unfortunately, you cannot make out who is the daughter and who is the mother, because the mother is dressed worse than the daughter. And it is strange sometimes, unfortunately, that the husband has got a kurta on his body, beard flowing, turban on his head, and standing near him is a half-naked lady. Sometimes it happens, in many cases also, the opposite. The lady is in full hijab, and the husband is standing with short pants near her. Respected listeners, we should take stock of ourselves and realize that we are becoming signs of the day of judgment, that we are becoming signs, minor signs, of the coming of Mahdi and Dajjal. And we should reform and change. Great distances will be travelled in short spans of time. Here again, when we look and discuss in future the hadith of Dajjal, it is stated that he will traverse from one corner of the earth to the other with a rapid speed, in quick motion. Remember, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is discussing those things which are taking place today, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been mentioning this 1400 years ago. Can you imagine that, how truthful the prophecies of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are? The people of Iraq will receive no food and no money due to oppression by the Romans, the European. The hadith is in Muslim. We can see this has happened. And a further hadith states that similar fate is going to reach the people of Syria. People will hop between the clouds and the earth. How true that people are now moving in electronic equipment, the planes, the aeroplanes, the rocket, the satellite, and also skydiving. The people are hopping around the clouds, popping in between the clouds, there with their machinery. A tribulation will enter everyone's home. A tribulation, the fitna of falsehood, will enter into every person's home. And various other fitnas are going to go into every person's home. A person may easily say that the tribulation and the misusage of television, which has entered practically every home, and the evil and the vice of television has come into every home, we can see that prevalent. Whether it is a good home or a bad home, noble home or pious house, practically every house has the evil of television to such an extent that some people even feel that, oh, that is Dajjal. No, it is the instruments of Dajjal. The leader of a people will be the worst of them. Unfortunately, we see that prevalent, that let alone the leader of the society or the locality or the leader of a country or a province, the leaders, the Muslim leaders of the Muslim so-called countries, they have to be x-rayed to see in how much sincerity, what are they doing for Islam, what are they doing against Islam. People will treat a man with respect out of the fear for some evil he might do. This is so rampant and so prevalent that it happens in good Muslim organizations, it happens in good Muslim institutes, let alone that when we have to deal with others, men will begin to wear silk. Unfortunately, you will find men, let alone wearing silk, that they are even imitating the ladies, and men are also wearing earrings, and men are also wearing gold. Female singers and musical instruments will become popular. The hadith in Tirmidhi, this is. And if you are aware that most of the musical markets are manipulated, controlled by the female singers, and musical instruments, unfortunately, has become so prevalent, and every person is now trying to justify this, that what is wrong with music, and it is good, it is relaxing, and 101 excuses are being made that we should try to listen to music, it is soothing, whereas there are so many ahadiths. As the program proceeds, I will explain these ahadiths where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared that music is haram. And some radio stations also, they claim, no, there's nothing wrong with music. And we are also getting a new version coming out via the so-called modern technology of recording via the echo system. And when we listen to the end result, then you can feel that this is sounding just like music. But bravely you will get people saying, no, no musical instrument has been used. But the end result is showing that definitely this is sounding like music. Here, the ulama ikram will have to sit and listen and make some judgments that is this permissible or this is manipulation of something that is illegal, and to make it legal, like how? We will read the hadiths stating that intoxication will be made legal by calling it a different name. Intoxication, which is haram, which is clearly haram, but it will be given a different name and sold and consumed by Muslims. And also, interest and usury will be given a different name and labeled profit and given to the people for consummation. And by changing the name, yeah, I fear that perhaps by using the echo systems and the modern technology to create a sound effect that is sounding like music, the ulama ikram will have to sit nicely and make a good ruling concerning this with caution and with wisdom. And music Dajjal is going to be using. Music Dajjal is going to be using to attract his customers, his clients, his cartel, his followers, and all those who are going to be obedient to him. And one of the major attracting factors that he is going to be using, and one of the major machinery networks that he is going to set up, is to attract everybody by music. When the hadith concerning how Dajjal is going to attract by music, inshallah we will discuss in further detail there. When singers become common. Few years ago there were no singers. Now every other person feels that he is the singer of the age and he's singing. And every channel that you open and every channel of television has got music on it practically. And the radio stations thrive on this, that music to entertain the people and to so-called give them comfort. When the last ones of the Ummah begin to curse the first ones, hadith in Tirmidhi, this we can see clearly, that those people who are now going out purposefully, willfully, intentionally, voluntarily, are going to criticize the pious personalities, they criticize the awliya ikram, they criticize the saints of Allah, they criticize the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala from ajmain, they criticize and lambast and try to find fault with the anbiya alayhi salam. And all this is done, as explained earlier on, in the light of research and in the light of data getting. And that person who does this, who criticizes the previous people, he is given doctorates, is given PhDs in universities, provided he's a Muslim and he's criticizing the awliya, he's criticizing the sahaba, he's criticizing the anbiya, he's been lauded with the doctorate and he's lauded with doctorates, etc. And he's been given many degrees. Why? This person is being so-called said by those Orientalists and the enemies of Islam that you are doing great service to Islam because you are exploring new avenues and you are exploding new places and you definitely should get a degree. And the person, because he wants a degree and he feels by a degree he will also get a post in one of these universities, etc., and these places, and then he also will now, not for a thesis, but on a daily basis, criticize the Anbiya and criticize the Sahaba and the Awliya, and he feels that in this he is doing service to Islam. Respected listeners, if any person you hear criticizing the Anbiya or speaking ill of the Sahaba or criticizing the valid activities of the saints, then remember that person is misled and misleading. People would claim to follow the Quran but will reject the hadith and sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This hadith is in Abu Dawud. As soon as a person feels he got a little bit of knowledge, then he feels, no, the Quran is sufficient for me. And these people have been now classified by the ulama ikram as the Ahl Quran. They feel they do not require the noble pattern of life, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, neither do they require the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these things are the ploys of the Dajjal system to create havoc amongst the Muslims and to create havoc in the entire world at large. Unfortunately, that any person claiming any new ideology which sounds some so-called interesting and appealing to the intellect, people generally take it. And people generally feel, yes, I also am an intellect, I must take those ideas. Meanwhile, it is clearly stated that deen is complete and the Quran and the Sunnah form part and parcel of the deen of Islam. So we should be cautious who we learn our deen from, who we seek our deen from, who we obtain our deen from. People will believe in the stars. This is happening on such a huge scale, it is unreal. And daily in the papers, in the magazines, over the air, we have talk shows upon talk shows that people are now using stars and believing in the stars, that the stars control their lives, that the stars' movement controls their affairs, and the stars influence drastically their dealings, and the stars determine definitely their profit and their loss, and the stars are the ones who are determining the person's taqdeer, whereas all these are fallacious. Allah is all powerful, Allah is the one who is controlling, and if we please Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring good conditions. And if we displease Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring His wrath upon us. Remember, as we are proceeding, you may phone in at 854-6854 to state your question, and inshallah the producer will take down your question, your query, which we will answer when we come back at the next session. The number again, 854-6854. People will reject Al-Qadr, meaning people will reject the divine decree of destiny. And this is a very pertinent point, that after a Muslim has tried his best and he does not get success, then he must know that this is part and parcel of his taqdeer. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After making all the efforts which is humanly possible and which is within our means, and then we fail or are defeated, then we should regard this as our taqdeer and then carry on preparing prepare in a better manner, prepare more viciously for any issue, for any affair. If a person, for example, he goes into a business venture and he ties all his loose ends up and he is transacting in a permissible manner and he is making the effort, and then something goes wrong, then he must know that this is part and parcel of the taqdeer that we as Muslims believe in, and he should not be despondent. He must know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. He must try again. He must not be despondent in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we unfortunately feel, due to what has happened in Afghanistan, and due to what is happening in Palestine, and due to what is happening around the world in India and in various other portions, that we feel sometimes, and we get calls, people telling us that why this is happening, what is going wrong. No, everything is going according to the will of Allah. Everything is going according to the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should accept the defeat, we should accept it, and we should make sabr, we should put our focus in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have our iman strong, and go forward again with all preparations, every form of preparation. We should prepare double, and then inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us victory. Time will pass rapidly. Hadith in Bukhari, Muslim and Ahmad, that you ask any elderly person, he will tell you that during his time what he could do, and you will be able to tell him that in your time we cannot do what he did. And every person today, the strange part is that all the modern technology that is all around us supposed to save us time, but we feel that instead of saving us time, we are losing more time. Why? Because the hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can never ever be wrong, that time will pass rapidly. If you look around us, that the fax machine supposed to save us time, that the telephone supposed to save us time, that the cell phone supposed to save us more time, and the internet supposed to save us more research time, and the medias of information supposed to save us more time, and the microwave supposed to save us cooking time, all the latest gadgets that are in the kitchen supposed to save more time. But you ask any person and say, no time I've got, very little time, I'm so busy, and I wish the 24 hour day can be extended to 25. People who are living the world will definitely envy those who have passed away. A hadith states that good deeds will decrease. We see that all around us, people will be carrying on with the trade, but there will only be a few trustworthy persons. This is also part of the deceiving, the deception and the ploy of Dajjal, Shaitan, that those days a person said something, his word was golden, his word was good as done. These days, even after signing, the ink on the paper disappears. Smog will appear over cities because of the evil that they are doing. People will be carrying on the trade, as I stated, but very few will be trustworthy. Wealth will increase so much that if a man were given 10,000, he would not be content with it. This is in Ahmad and Bukhari. We can see this, that people today are not content with life. If a person has got one premises, he would like another. If a person has got 1 million, he will not like another. Meanwhile, for the progress of Islam, and for the promotion of Islam, and for the upliftment of Islam, we are not spending how we are supposed to be spending. Pro rata, we are not spending how Islam wants us to spend. If we look at the lives of the Sahaba and compare what we are spending, then we will realize why Sahaba progressed and Islam flourished in their time. And in our time, one of the major factors is that everyone feels that I am contributing a lot to Islam, morally, financially, spiritually. But in reality, unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that especially economically, we are not contributing to the upliftment of Islam and for the progress of Islam. as we supposed to be doing. Just look at our own homes, how much we have spent on our own homes and our own personalities, and compared how much we have spent for Islam. There will be attempts to make the desert areas green. This we see happening especially in the Arab areas, because those are the barren, non-fertile desert areas, and they are trying to make it green. In many Arab states, they even were going so far as to put golf courses. Who, for the pleasure of the non-Muslims, to come there and play golf and try to turn those barren lands into green areas. The appearance of false messengers, 30 Dajjals, according to the Hadith in Bukhari, each one claiming that he is God, or he is Mahdi, or he is the Savior, or he is the one who could to provide the formula for salvation of the world. Women will be naked in spite of being dressed. These women will be led astray and will lead others astray. The hadith in Muslim Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to practice upon the